This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Better rates and better service. We're live here at Alumni Hall, Turkey Creek. Everything you need, orange and white. There's a few locations other than Turkey Creek here in Knoxville. You have Paper Mill, you have Westtown Mall. You can hit up Alumni Hall in Bristol if you're outside of Knoxville, also in Murfreesboro. And Brentwood. So on your way to Knoxville for the game, you can stop here. You can stop in Bristol. You can stop in Murfreesboro, Brentwood, Westtown Mall, Paper Mill, and pick up some orange and white for the game this weekend. It is basketball season around the corner. I think it's basketball season right now. The guys are practicing. You already had media days. I think it's basketball season. That's how I look at it in my book. Same thing with football. Once it's SEC media days and the guys report, it's football season in my book. So you have all your orange and white basketball gear here. The basketball shorts, which are like my favorite, all here at Alumni Hall, Turkey Creek, and other locations. So we are here today, and Josh Dobbs will be here later on today from 6 to 7:30 p.m. He will be here taking photos only, photos only. So no autographs, photos. So come here and get your picture taken with one of the best quarterbacks in Tennessee football history. That is Josh Dobbs. Probably for the last 2 or 3 years, I said on this program that, man, if I had a son, I would want him to be like Josh Dobbs. I would tell him, hey, the moment you're born, hey, Junior, see this guy? Be like him, okay? Be like this guy. He's good at football, and he's extremely smart. And he represents Tennessee with 100% class. Be like Josh Dobbs. And so he'll be here for the photo op at 6 to 7:30. All right, Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union. Place where you belong, better rates and better service. Tennessee, Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa has been lights out this year. He has 21 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
A nearly perfect quarterback rating. It's insane.
Does Tua throw his first pick this weekend against Tennessee? Touchdown or turnover? Will Tennessee get a pick off of Tua? Where are we going, guys?
I'm going to say turnover. I think Tua just stays smart with the ball. And on top of that, they're going to be able to run on Tennessee. Tennessee's run defense has been kind of middle of the road. And I think Alabama will be able to move just fine on the ground. And so, you know, when they're not running, I think Tua's going to make smart decisions. He's not going to have to force anything. I don't think when I look at this matchup, it's just when you compare athletes here, it's just not there for Tennessee, unfortunately. And so for me, it's a no dog. But I hope so badly with that. Genuinely, that would be a big accomplishment for Tennessee, a big accomplishment for the secondary, and would definitely speak to the improvement that they've made over the course of the season, because they definitely have. If I have to guess, I'm going to say no. What say you, Ben?
I say turnover as well, but because I don't think Alabama is going to put the ball into his hands very much. I don't think he's going to play a ton because of that knee injury, and if it's going to be raining and that field's going to be sloppy, I think it would be very dumb of Alabama's coaching staff to trot him out there when in 2 weeks your season is going to be on the line against LSU. So when he does play, I think you're going to see a heavy dose of running the football with Najee Harris, who's over 400 rushing yards, Damien Harris, who's over 400 rushing rushing yards. And then it keeps going with Josh Jacobs and Brian Robinson, who are nice running backs as well. So because they have the backs and because Alabama could theoretically not throw the ball once this game and likely win, I think you'll see a heavy dose of running. And I'd be surprised if Tua throws the ball more than 10 times. And with his decision-making, I find it hard to believe with that small sample size of throwing the football that he throws an interception.
10 times?
I don't think he throws the football more than 10 times.
Wow.
Just because, like I said, I think it's supposed to rain throughout the game. The field might get really muddy. The field might get sloppy. And I don't think Saban wants to put his quarterback in a situation to where he could really hurt that knee and hurt Alabama's season.
I mean, I think the weather and the field conditions definitely may keep him off the field, being careful with his knee. I think unless it's like a downpour, a little sprinkling, a little rain here and there, you still throw the football. I think you still throw it. Receivers, now that changes things for you. I remember having a visor when we played Marshall my last year, and it was raining, and I couldn't see much, and it was steamy. I was like, nah, let me just take this visor off. So I took my visor off, still have my gloves, but you do have to make adjustments sometimes when it rains. I think they still throw the ball, not as much maybe as in previous games, but I'm going to say touchdown. And let me say this. I don't think Tua throws an interception because he's inaccurate, because the dude is money. I think the interception comes off a tip pass from maybe a lineman getting their hands up. Alabama has the best offensive tackle in college football. They have a really good offensive line. So the next best thing you can do if you can't get to the quarterback is to put your hands up and try to tip the ball up. And I think Tennessee gets a pick from that. I don't think they get one where Tua is just inaccurate. I don't think. I think it'll be a tip ball or maybe a situation where the receiver messes up and maybe tips it up or something like that. Tua is too accurate. He's too accurate to throw a pick. But I think we get one off a tip pass. Derrick Barnett got one last time Alabama was here.
True.
And it wasn't like it was a bad pass by the quarterback. It was a tip ball, and Derrick Barnett made a great play. I think that's what happens again on tomorrow. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Here in a little bit, we're going to give out our first $50 gift card to Alumni Hall. I see some things here that you can get with that $50. I see it here. And listen, when you win, you have to be careful because Ben McKee may try to slide into your DMs.
And that is fake news if I've ever heard fake news.
Do not allow Ben McKee to let – do not allow Ben to slide in your DMs because he's going to know who's going to win this money. And you've been asking your mom for a Tennessee polo from Alumni Hall, and your mom has been ordered to not respond to you, man. Sorry. No response. So now you got to find another way to get a shirt. And do not, Ben, mess with these poor people. When they win this $50 gift card, don't mess with them. Let them enjoy their winnings. So, folks, don't let Ben slide into your DM because he's going to be trying to get some of that $50. You ain't slick, Ben.
Yeah.
You ain't slick.
Yeah.
Always got his hand out, Ben. Just, you know.
You know what, Ben? I'll do this for you. Let's do this. Tomorrow on campus, you put together an awesome bandwagon Bama video. Then we will hook you up with Alumni Hall Tennessee polo of your choice. How about that, Ben? How about that?
That ain't no problem.
That ain't no problem?
That ain't
no
problem.
Is that a deal, Ben?
That's a deal.
I'm trying to save your mom here. Your mom, she's tired of buying y'all stuff. Let her live a little bit. I'm going to hook you up, Ben. But in return, we got to get the video.
Okay.
The bandwagon Bama video, Ben. The interviews. Let's do it. Jimmy Kimmel style, Jimmy Fallon or whoever does that stuff in late night television. They go around, they do interviews and stuff on the streets, mm-hmm. ask them basic questions and people mess it up. That's what you're going to do, Ben. All okay. right? If you do that, we got you a polo sitting right here, man. What size you need? Extra medium?
No, that would be for Charlie Burris. I am an extra large.
Yeah, well, you don't wear extra large.
I do wear an extra large. I'm fairly tall for a male.
Really?
All right. So we'll
wear extra large. That's
we will get you an extra large polo right here at Alumni Hall.
I will say
if,
this:
you get the video for us.
Best question that I've seen, and I would have to go back and to see who said this. I apologize to whoever it was. Best suggested question I've seen is this: when Nick Saban played football at Alabama, what position did he play? Ask him that. And see how they respond.
That's great. Well, that'd be great. That'd be great, right?
Oh,
there.
I see what you're doing because I fell for it. And I was gonna say Nick Saban didn't play football.
No, he did not.
I fell for it.
Yeah, that would have been good right there. All right, so let's do that. Let's do that. And I got you, Ben. I got you. We got you a polo, extra medium large.
The more that I think about it, I think I might be a large.
I was getting ready to say, Ben.
I'm trying to think of the one.
You're not Steph Curry, Ben. I don't know how much.
Well, Steph Curry wears a schmedium.
No, Steph Curry is 6'3".
Oh, he is.
Maybe.
He just doesn't look 6'3 when you're watching him on television because everybody else is a giant.
Maybe 6'3. I saw him in person in Charlotte. I don't know, man. I think they're being a little nice to him. I think he's more like 6'2. But he's still taller than you, I think.
No, most definitely. I'm only 6 foot.
When we come back from break, we're going to give out $50 to Alumni Hall, okay? So make sure that you are ready to go. You are ready to go. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, live from Alumni Hall, Turkey Creek.
Years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I find.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. We're live here at Alumni Hall, and we are ready to go. We are ready to give out $50 to Alumni Hall. We are on 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. And so here are the rules. My good friends, the rules are, number one, you have to live right here in Knoxville, Tennessee, because you got to get here, right? Being killed at music for me. So you have to live right here in Knoxville because you got to come up here and you have to get the card itself, all right? It's right here. I have it right here in my bag. Number two is you have to answer the question correctly. There's one answer. It's not a question where you can give us 50 different answers. It's one answer, okay? And here is the question for a chance to win $50 to Alumni Hall. As soon as I ask the question, the first caller. The first caller will have a chance to win the gift card. The first caller. Okay? First caller. So, Ben, get ready to go, man. Get your hands ready.
I'm ready, and I think what will be easiest on me, so I don't have to stop, answer the phone, relay to you, just when we take your phone call, just say who you are and then give your answer, and then we'll move on to the next one if you get it wrong.
Gotcha. If you win, we'll get their stuff after the call.
Correct.
When they win, we'll get the information and stuff like that, and then get them up here, and they can get their card. All right, here we go. Here is the question. First phone caller. Get it right, you win. What do you call a good-looking girl on the University of Alabama campus? That is the question. First caller, what do you call a good-looking girl on the University of Alabama's campus?
Good question.
What do you call a good-looking girl on the campus of Alabama? That is the question. Our first caller who calls in, gets it right. You're right here from Knoxville. You win the $50.
All right. We've got our first caller. Caller, what is your name? And give us your answer.
It's Volstorm, baby.
Volstorm!
What's up?
All right, Volstorm, what you got, man?
Would the answer be a visitor?
The answer is a visitor. You are correct, my friend. Volstorm. You are correct. Wow, man, you on fire, Volstorm. That is the correct answer, Volstorm. You call a good-looking girl on the campus of the University of Alabama a visitor. Good job, Volstorm. Yeah,
man. Baby.
Come on up here. And we got you taken care of. $50
hey,
to Alumni Hall.
I'm on my way, baby.
We'll see you soon, my friend. We'll see you
all
soon.
All right, brother.
We'll all right. So, hour three.
It's a good guess, good answer. Right off the bat, man. I thought we might have a couple, you know, I almost thought about giving out, you know, a little disclaimer, like, don't be nasty now. You know, what do you call a good-looking girl on the University of Alabama campus? Don't be nasty.
Ugly as sin.
But right off the top there. Volstorm got it.
Hey, man. Volstorm knows that we keep it professional here. We keep it in bounds. So I would not ask anything outrageous like that, but you just never know. So Volstorm won. He is correct. A visitor. That's the correct answer.
We will give out another $50 here soon, so make sure you stay with us and stay locked in. 865-255-03. B-Drop Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special is barbecue by the bone. Barbecue served family style by the pound or by the bone with choice of bread. You can add a side for just $1.50, a regular side for $2.75, or a family side for $6. So they are offering pulled pork, pulled chicken, sliced brisket, burnt ends, smoked sausage, or bologna by the pound. So you can get that by the pound starting today all the way to Sunday at Dead End Barbecue. 865-255-03. Vol for Life 81 said the answer is they don't exist. That's a good
Close.
Answer, too.
Close.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Weevals says, have y'all heard of Matt Stillwell's song, Vol for Life? Need to listen if you haven't. No, we haven't.
I've not heard that song.
Zell says, touchdown. Tua will throw at least one pick, just like he did last year. Well, I mean, I think he had two on the season last year. It's hard for a quarterback to go the whole season without throwing an interception because sometimes it's not your fault as a quarterback. Not every interception is a quarterback's fault. So I don't know if it's going to be Tua's fault or not. I don't know if he's going to throw one at all tomorrow. I'm predicting that he throws one and it won't be his fault, that it'll be a tip pass and we'll get one. Need one if you're going to keep this game close. Need some turnovers. Let's see. Rocky Top Tech Duke says touchdowns and barring injury. This is the first game he needs to play in the fourth quarter this season. I like it.
That right there would be an accomplishment for Tennessee.
Mayo Vol 22 says Seth just killed it. I hope y'all got a chance to hear the weather report. We missed the weather report. Golly, I missed it.
Well, here, would you like for me to play it for you right now?
Yes, play the weather report because it was cold this morning. I had on shorts. I wasn't ready. So maybe Stokes can make sure I'm ready for the rest of the day. What we got?
Today looks to be sunny with a high of 71 and a low of 55. Alabama is the gold standard in inbreeding. There is a 60% chance of rain tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a high of 64 and a low of 38. Nick Saban is a terrible human being who sold his soul to the devil for his success.
Golly.
Wow. Sunny with a high of 53. The worst day as of all is still better than the best day as an Alabama Crimson Gump. Roll Deans. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Drop.
Hey, hard on that one.
Golly, Stokes.
Nick Saban is a soulless cyborg. That is 100% true.
Oh man.
Yep.
Oh, that is rough right there.
That was good. That was great stuff.
I do like the Gump reference. I do love the Gump reference. I think that's hilarious. And it's just jokes, folks, all right? It's just for fun. Like, I think one of the coolest things about college sports is the trash talk that goes on back and forth. The inbounds trash talk, I think it's fun. I think it's funny. I think it's what makes college sports great is the passion that the fans have, the pride that they have, and the trash talk that goes back and forth. I think it's hilarious. I really do. So it's all fun. It's all fun. It's not serious, okay? For some folks, it's not serious. But
it is serious that Nick Saban is a cyborg. I am pretty much fully convinced. I remember we asked Chris Lowe about Nick Saban and his personability, and even Chris Lowe, who has sat in Nick Saban's office on many occasions and talked to him one-on-one, was like, yeah, he might just be a robot. I'm not totally sure.
I mean, he ain't built like the rest of coaches, man. He's not.
Not built like a human. I don't get it.
I don't know if it's a bad thing or a good thing. I mean, he's a winner. And, you know, the times that he has flew off the handle at people, Miss Terry put him in check. Miss Terry, his wife, made him come back and apologize. So, no, he knows who the real boss is. It's Miss Terry at the house. So, I think Nick Saban gets I think Nick Saban gets kind of a bad rap. I think he's more of a human than people realize. I do remember James Franklin, though, calling him Nick Satan and then getting scared. Think that he got out? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember he called him Nick Satan, and he didn't think Nick Saban was going to find out? And then when he found out, he called him, hey, Nick, man. Hey, man, I was just joking, man.
See, you know, what had happened was
I got nothing but respect for you, brother. I love you, man. I was just kidding, man. You know. And he calls the person that got it out. Hey, man, why you tell somebody? It wasn't supposed to get out. Nick Saban, it's really Nick Satan? Yeah. All right, 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Let's get to that hotline. Let's bring in D.R. Vall. D.R. Vall, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Man, wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way to work. I had a question after Turkey Man called in because I've been thinking about this, kind of worried. After the Auburn win, you know, everybody's back on the bandwagon, I guess you could say. I don't know how to ask this, but
go for
say
it.
We go in there and get killed by Alabama. Is that going to – what do you think? Are we setting ourselves up, fans like Steve, saying he's going to be – he's not going to be surprised if we beat him? I mean, if we beat him, I've already said I'll get a tattoo says I on me. I mean, that's how surprised I'll be. Not down on the team, but I've still got realistic expectations because Alabama's they're world beaters right now.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm not a fan of the folks who are like, well, if you don't think Tennessee's gonna win, you might need to check your fandom. Like, come on, really? Look, you gotta be realistic here. And when you look at both football teams, it's lopsided. Anything can happen, but if you had to bet your house or your car or $1,000 on this game, you're probably gonna bet on Alabama. And that doesn't make you less of a fan. That just makes you realistic. And you can hope to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. You know, I think Alabama's going to win. I think Alabama's going to win big, but I hope I'm wrong. I do feel like people are kind of setting themselves up based on what happened last week, because yesterday I said it on this show, is I'm not taking anything away from Tennessee beating Auburn. Auburn, at the end of the day, has one of the best defenses in the country, one of the best defensive fronts in the country, and Jarrett Stidham is a good quarterback, and they have speed. They are a mess right now, and Tennessee took advantage of that. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't take that win away. Alabama is not Auburn. Alabama has more talent than Auburn, and Alabama plays together. And they have a NFL coaching staff minus the intern. Like, they it's different. This is a different situation. And so I'm not letting Auburn's win influence how I feel this week, and I think some folks are letting it do that to them. But hey, that's what being a fan is all about. You know, it's you're a fanatic, you're emotional. But I just hope that whatever outcome you see on Saturday, that you don't get to the point where you want to tweet players and you want to fire people because you fail to have a fair expectation. It ain't on them. It's you that had this out-of-the-world expectation that was not fair from the beginning or realistic.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the Auburn game, I said before, I wouldn't be surprised if we won. Now, the game I've been surprised at this year was obviously the Florida game. I didn't think that would happen. But, yeah, I think, you know, again, I love the optimism, but got to be realistic. I mean, look who we're against. So, I appreciate the call. I've been wondering that, and I didn't want everybody to get thrown in the doghouse because we still got a chance at a bowl, and that's what the goal should be.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. There is a long-term goal. That goal is getting to a bowl game. There's nothing wrong with thinking with your mind and your heart. You can do both of them at the same time. Your heart can say Tennessee wins. You hope Tennessee wins, but your head can say another thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just want these guys to go out there, continue to play hard, continue to execute, and leave it on the line. That's what I want. That's what I expect. And I'm not going to be happy if Tennessee loses, but I will be encouraged for the future games and for the future of our program. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get in Buck Nasty, who called the win last week.
He did.
Buck Nasty, man, what are the numbers for the lottery, my friend? Hook me up.
We got that ticket already bought, son. Y'all just save you money.
Okay. So what are we gonna do when we win, Buck Nasty? We gonna be on the board
of
trustees?
Can we get wild with Buck Nasty? That's what we're gonna do.
All right. Well, I'm down. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Hey! If you win the lottery, do not buy Ben a polo from Alumni Hall.
Whatever you do.
How dare you?
I don't care if you make. I don't care if you win $500 million, Buck Nasty. Ben is prohibited from getting a polo from Alumni Hall.
Why are you such an angry little man?
He must do a video.
Don't listen to them. I'll hook you up, Ben. Don't worry about it.
That's why you're my favorite caller, Buck Nasty.
The lottery right now is up to $970 million. You got $970 million on the line with the lottery this week. You could buy a lot of polos here at Alumni Hall.
Nope. Ben can't have one.
$970 million, but none.
None for Ben.
None for Ben.
None for Ben. Sorry, Ben. You can't have any.
Oh, bless his heart. I feel as bad for him as I do. People in Tennessee yelling Roll Tide. I almost feel the same amount.
Ugh. Oh, man. I was driving yesterday, actually. Had a group full of kids. I had to pick all of them up, and I had all of them with me. And all three of them were in the back seat, and I saw a car in front of me, and he had his flags flying. And I forgot the kids were in the car. And I might have said some things, thinking that they were not in the car. And my oldest daughter, 10 years old, was like, "Hey, are those Tennessee flags that he's flying?" And I was like, "No." And she was like, "Why is he flying them in Tennessee?" I go, "You're going to be the first female president.
Thank you.
You're brilliant. You are brilliant. Yes, you get it. You get it. You get it. Exactly. Little Swain, little Miss Swain, exactly. Why are they flying those flags in Tennessee? They should have already been pulled over. Already been pulled over and arrested.
You should have took her and bought her some ice cream right then. That kid, she's on her way. She's going to be the next, I don't know what, but she is a very brilliant little feller. I can tell you that.
But man, so wait a minute. I did buy her ice cream yesterday.
You
are a psychic.
Rewarding excellence.
Dude, you are a psychic, man. I did buy her ice cream yesterday. How did you know that? Wow. All right, what's on your mind, Buck Nasty? Sorry.
I was going to tell you, I still suffered. You know, last week I called you and told you about my bad week, and the only thing that picked me up was a big orange wind, but I still suffered even from that.
Okay.
Suffering from a hangover from kicking their rear end. About that big orange, baby.
I like it, man. I like
even
it.
Though
I like
it. Mad underdogs this week and everything else, I still don't give a damn about the whole state of Alabama. They can come get all they freaking want up there at Neyland Saturday, because we ain't going to do nothing but rip lips and cash checks, baby. You understand what I'm talking about?
Say it louder for the folks in the back.
Right, one time. Feel kind of like that movie, The Little Giants, you know, when they're facing off against the other kids, and they're all bigger, and they're all stronger, and they're all faster, and they all get in a little huddle there together, and they get hooked up, and they get ready to do their high five, and say, "Giants, Giants, help us, God." I do kind of feel like it, but tell you what, our boys loosen this up, throw the ball a little on first down. Sprinkle in some injuries that Alabama's had. We've got a chance to hang in it. What I really like to see is us be in the ball game. Start the second half. When we start the second half, we're in the ball game. I'm going to say just to have two touchdowns, I'd be pretty ecstatic over that. What do you guys think?
I just want Tennessee to compete, man, and coaches to put together a game plan that allows Jared to continue to do what he did against Auburn and get the ball in the hands of our playmakers, number 15 and 84, 8, and 1. And I don't know how Dominic Wolf Anderson feels with the hamstring, but love to see him get working in the middle of the football field. If I see a continue improvement with our offensive scheme, and we get the effort, then I'll be good, man. I won't be happy if we lose, but I'll be good. I will be. Buck Nasty, man. Buck Nasty is a legend.
Climbing up the caller charts there every time he calls in.
No one will top Neela Mafia, but
he's in the lead at the moment for sure.
Buck Nasty, man, you are gaining some ground.
Mm-hmm.
Neela Mafia is, I think Neela Mafia is like a prophet or something. I mean, I think Neela Mafia was like, I don't know, I think he was delivered by the good Lord himself. Like, something's different about Neela Mafia, man.
He's a great person.
He's just excellent. He's just excellent. I think he was, like, hatched from, like, a golden egg or something. I mean, he's special. All right, let's get to Randall. Randall, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Randall.
Good, man. I long-time listener, first-time caller, but I wanted to agree with the last couple callers there that you know, we just got to be realistic as Vol fans and, you know, just stay in there. But, I with all these questions, I got a question with all this Bama hate in the air. What's 17 feet long, has four teeth?
17 feet, four teeth.
A Bama fan's face.
The funnel cake line at the Alabama State Fair. Come on, boys.
Awesome.
Don't do that to me. Oh, man. Oh, man. Woo. Oh, man.
Good stuff.
Oh, Randall, boy, that was a good one. All right, Titans Bill, try to top that, my friend.
Okay, my friend, I'll be very happy to. I'm going to pick three upsets.
Okay.
Upset number one, Michigan State's going to beat Michigan.
I like it.
Upset number two, Purdue's going to upset Ohio State.
Whoa.
Boy, they have a quarterback there that can hum the tater.
They do.
Wow, I am impressed with that blow. And another one, I am picking Tennessee to beat Alabama.
Whoa.
Call me a bit strange, but I believe Tennessee's chances are good. If they could put their mind to it, they can definitely do it.
Titans Bill, why would anyone call you strange? That's just silly. Why would anybody do that?
Just rude, frankly.
I think, Titans Bill, I think you need to come up here to Alumni Hall. That's what I think you need to do.
Yeah, come down here and meet us.
Yeah, I think that's what you need to do.
Turkey Creek.
Titans Bill, man. That'd be great, man. Get a chance to see you, Titans Bill, in person. But, hey.
That day's going to come, Jason. That day will come. You could bet your bot. You could rest assured that day will come, my good friend.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it, Titans Bill. Let's review your upsets. You got Tennessee winning against Alabama, and you have who else?
Michigan State beating Michigan.
Okay. That's not crazy because Michigan they tend to lose to Michigan State when they're the better team or ranked higher, so that's not crazy. And then who else?
Purdue to upset Ohio State.
Oh, that's – I don't know about that one, Titans Bill. Hey, who's the coach at Purdue?
I believe Tennessee was interested in getting him. I believe his name was Braun or Brom.
Yes, yeah, LeBron James.
Yeah, that dude. Jeff Brom. Yeah, that guy.
I mean, offensive genius. I thought we had him lock, stock, and barrel, but he decided to stay at Purdue.
I heard he was the coach for a day or two.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, for about, what, like three, 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, about.
He was Tennessee's coach.
Probably about 42 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably about 42 minutes.
The entirety of an appearance on Outside the Lines on ESPN, he was Tennessee's coach.
And it was all that stuff right there that costed the athletic director his job.
Yep.
Amongst many things.
Yeah, that's one of the things there, Titans Bill. Titans Bill, man, let's hope you are right this weekend. Alabama L to Tennessee would be great, and then Ohio State losing to Purdue, that would be wonderful. That would make my day right there. So thank you, Titans Bill. Hope you have a great weekend, man.
Another thing, and I hate to say this, I'm going to pick the Chargers over my Titans. I don't know what their problem is. I really don't.
I don't think they know what their problem is.
They're not playing up to their expectations.
Yep.
Man, it's crazy because they asked for – attention, and they start to get it, and then they haven't been the same since. They've lost, every game since they've asked for this attention.
Yep. Well, in their defense, they are starting to get attention now.
Well,
yeah, for wanting attention and then playing like total garbage.
They are getting attention, man.
I'm with Titans Bill on that one. On our picks podcast with myself and Ben, I chose the Chargers. I said the Titans would have a bounce back game in the sense that it'll be close, but I think they lose still.
Woo! Good thing about the AFC South is
everybody sucks.
Pretty much. Yep. Everybody.
Technically, the Titans are still in first place in the AFC South at the moment.
Everyone is not playing the best football, so that's the good thing. 865-255-03 live at Alumni Hall. We have For What coming up next.
For what is coming up on the Swain event.
Today looks to be sunny with a high of 71 and a low of 55. Alabama is the gold standard in inbreeding. There is a 60% chance of rain tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a high of 64 and a low of 38. Nick Saban is a terrible human being who sold his soul to the devil for his success. Sunday looks to be sunny with a high of 53. The worst day of all is still better than the best day as an Alabama Crimson Gump. Roll D's. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
All right, gentlemen, it's time for What here on the Swain event. We're live at Turkey Creek Alumni Hall. Where's...
The air is cleaner. Smells great. When you're around this much orange or white, it's just better. It is just better in here. I got 2 for $28 Mitch and Match. $2 for $28 Mix and Match t-shirts here. I'm behind a rack of sweatpants. And you have some awesome sweaters here. Some pullover half zip tops here.
I've been doing the tour of Tennessee coats today. I've tried on. You can watch the live video here on Swain Event Plus Facebook and Periscope. And I've tried on about 4 or 5 different coats now. Got a raincoat on this time. Folks are going to need that tomorrow. So you can come by Alumni Hall, get yourself a Tennessee raincoat so you can get rained on in style as Tennessee right. plays Alabama tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. It is a plus if when you watch us on television here on Swain Event TV. No doubt about it. All right, guys, we got for what here? And Ben, Charlie, what do you guys have for what?
You can go ahead, Ben.
My for what is simple. Alabama fans for just existing. That is my for what for today.
That's actually a good for what.
That might be a fair one.
That might be the best one we've had all month.
Yeah.
I like it. Charlie, I'll let you get yours ready to go. Oh, my goodness.
I'll find one. I'm sorry.
Let's go to the phones and we'll come back with the for what.
Apologies.
Let's get to, good thing we have callers here. Let's go to Joe, who's calling in from Augusta. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Well, I'll go ahead and get right into it. I'm asking my girlfriend to marry me tonight.
Hopefully she's not listening.
Yes.
She's not.
And congratulations.
We're a long ways away. But here's what I'm thinking. Okay. She was talking about, like, setting the marriage off, you know, 6 months, 8 months, something like that. I'm thinking if, and see, this weekend every year in Georgia isn't really a big football weekend because the Dogs are off before they play Florida.
Okay.
So I'm thinking if we set the marriage Alabama weekend next year, and I don't think we'll be quite ready for Bama next year, but going forward, every anniversary, I could be like, babe, let's go to the mountain and turn it into a trip to the Tennessee-Bama game. What do you guys think?
You know what? I think that's a really, really, really good idea, to be honest. I mean, you sacrifice next year. It's an away game. You sacrifice next year. We're not going to be ready to beat Alabama probably next year, maybe the year after that. But then every year after that for the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years, I mean, you can celebrate your anniversary right here in Knoxville, man. That's brilliant. It's brilliant, Joe.
I would say on that note, make sure that the woman in your life is down with that. Would she, on every anniversary, first.
Okay, I thought I lost you there for a second.
Oh. Well, is the woman that you're marrying, is she a huge Tennessee fan? And would she be down for all those anniversaries? Because I can tell you, my wife is not a Tennessee fan. She definitely, you know, she puts up with it all, and she's okay with it. But she's not a Tennessee fan and would not do that. I can tell you that much. She would not be down with going to Alabama game every year for our anniversary. Is the woman in your life cool with that?
Well, she's not a Vol fan. That being said, she does love the mountains, and I think every couple of years I could pull it off. But you know, it's a solid excuse. Like, babe, you love the mountains. We can go out. We can stay in Gatlinburg. We'll get a cabin. Get it knocked out.
Hey,
I think it's a beautiful idea.
Exactly.
I do too.
If it works, it works, man.
Do it. Do it. Do it, Joe.
I appreciate it, guys. I made it almost 40 years before I pulled this off. So
It's time to hang it up, Joe. It's over, man. It's over, man. Hang it up.
That's exciting.
Get married. And congratulations, my friend, man. That is exciting. And please let us know. Please let us know.
I will.
Yeah, man. That's really cool, man. Congratulations, my friend.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good morning. Alabama smells funny, and nobody wants to talk to them.
Yes,
truth.
Yes, that is 100% accurate. Wait a minute. So now we've been joking on, we've been cracking on Ben today, but I'll say one thing about Ben. Ben,
preach it.
Is engaged.
I know where this is going. Preach it, Swain.
Ben is engaged. Okay, he is scheduled to be married here in a couple months. Ben took a nice young lady from Alabama, whose family, Auburn fans, and he has converted her to a Tennessee fan, had her wearing Tennessee at the Auburn game, and has her rooting for Tennessee, and Charlie, man, we gotta get you, whatever so, Ben's doing, we gotta get you doing that. I mean, Ben's either cooking some really good meals for his lady, or he's bringing her a lot of flowers, or he's being really nice, or Ben, something Ben is doing is working, because she used to be an Auburn fan, and now she's a Vol, she's a VFL. So Charlie, how can Ben help you here?
So here's the deal with my wife, without, you know, doxing her, getting into too much, you know, personal stuff. She has just never been a sports person at all, and that's the basis there. Her very first college football game that she ever attended in person was the 2015 Oklahoma game, and she got a real trial by fire in that one, I can say that much. The sport that she will sit down and watch with me and actually be like a fan is hockey. She watches the Predators, and so I got her on that one, and I'm gonna take what I can get. She hasn't come around with Tennessee. Most days when I go to the Tennessee game, she goes, like, hangs out with her friends, hangs out with her parents, doesn't, you know, does something else, and that's okay. I'm not gonna force her into anything she doesn't want to do.
You know what? I understand that, actually, because I think some of it's Tennessee's fault. I think
a little bit.
I think some of it's Tennessee's fault. As Tennessee starts winning a lot of games, I think that's going to help you a lot right there, Charlie. But I think the fact that Ben has converted an Auburn fan to a Tennessee fan,
it's impressive.
Man, is pretty dang impressive.
Yeah. See, I think if my wife had grown up an actual, like, football fan, maybe had grown up in an SEC town, and she didn't at all, maybe then I would have had a chance. But she was never into football anyway, and so it's hard to get her. Because first, I would have to convert her first to watching football regularly, and then to Tennessee. So I have two hard sells there.
All I know is that my fiance and I, we started dating in 2011, and we went to the 2013 Tennessee-Auburn game where Nick Marshall ran all over the field. Ew. Auburn killed us. That game, she wore Auburn gear. Well, last week, she wore Tennessee gear, and Tennessee beat down Auburn. So I will take credit for Tennessee's win over Auburn, because clearly me converting my fiance and her wearing Tennessee gear this time around was the difference in the football game.
I'm going to say Savannah needs to take the credit, frankly.
Yeah, and she did. Mean, she did.
She, yeah, she's wearing the Tennessee gear, and suddenly Tennessee is going on the road and beating SEC West teams, you know.
Wow.
Maybe yeah. It'll, she'll be in the stadium tomorrow. Who knows?
Wow, Ben, you must cook a heck of a dish there, man, to convert her from an Auburn fan to a Tennessee fan, man. You might need to share that recipe.
Plenty of vegetables.
Huh?
Plenty of vegetables.
Wow. 865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Again, 865-255-03, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. I'm not going to even respond to the vegetable comment, because I know what you're talking about. we will take a quick time out here, and we will be be back on the other side. Remember, Josh Dobbs will be here in the flesh, 6 to 7 p.m. For pictures. So you can get your picture taken with Josh Dobbs. Vol Storm just showed up here, and he is picking up his $50 gift card from Alumni Hall. And no, Ben, you can't have a polo. So do not try to DM him. DMs are closed for Vol Storm. Hour 3 coming up.